in and around the DMV to inside the White House. It's the White House Report with April Ryan, now on 96.3 WHUR.
Allison Rockin' Afternoon, and April Ryan is here with us with the White House Report from her garage.
April.
Mark, hey, Allison. Hey. It is a big day. Opening the economy, the opening. You know, you've got New York's governor meeting with President Trump. I bet you Cuomo is wearing a mask and Trump isn't. But nonetheless, they're talking about recharging the economy and opening the economy. We are in a recession, and we are possibly facing a depression unless things turn around. But in the midst of all of that, I've talked with Mark Morial, the national head of the National Urban League, who says that black people need to be involved in this economic turnaround, saying there needs to be targeted approaches, meaning that black people need to be contractors when they start talking about building infrastructure. We need to be a part of the game plan. He's saying, you know, we're about 18% unemployment right now for the black community. There has to be targeted help.
April, we're also talking about just this heartbreaking, maddening story out of Minneapolis, George Floyd, and, you know, folks in D.C. are talking about it. What are you hearing?
Well, what I'm hearing is hurt. Everyone is hurt. Everyone is hurt. On Capitol Hill, people are hurt. We're hearing the Congressional Black Caucus is raising holy hell about this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for an investigation. Steny Hoyer wants the Justice Department to investigate this. And the NAACP is calling this a hate crime. Even though there were police officers, they're calling it a hate crime. But the four police officers were fired. But what else? There needs to be justice. We are now seeing situations that are reminders of things that happened years ago. I can't breathe. Eric Garner in New York, police chokehold. He called out 11 times, I can't breathe. Justice still hasn't been served from that issue that happened during the Obama years. Putting your knee on the neck of George Floyd. It makes me also think about Freddie Gray in Baltimore, who died from neck injuries in the police wagon when he shouldn't have even been put in handcuffs or brought into custody. And then we think about Ahmaud Arbery. That is a reminder of Trayvon Martin, profiling, the hunting down of a black man. Just being black is, for some, a crime in America, be it by a police officer or a vigilante. So we are in the midst of this moment. The NAACP is also saying, hey, some of this mindset is coming from on high, from the White House. They're putting the blame right on the president to make him change his speak and his actions for a quick turnaround. But, you know, that just may not happen anytime soon.
There's so many, April. Breonna Taylor, sadly, it goes on and on. It's like a metaphor. He had his, like, knee on the neck of Mr. Floyd. Feels like the system's got their foot on the neck of African-Americans, period. But thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.